right, buckle up for this one because we're about to dive into a story that really makes you think twice about what quality really means in the workplace, you know, what it means to be the best at what you do.
I'm all ears. What kind of deep dive are we talking about? What's the story this time?
So it all starts back in the glory days of Kenner Toys,
Yeah.
you know, the company behind some of the most iconic toys
Oh,
ever.
yeah. Kenner Star Wars action figures, Play-Doh, easy bake ovens.
Yeah.
They were huge.
Exactly. And our story comes from a guy named Jim Thompson. He was one of their top prototype makers back in the 70s and 80s. And he had this really interesting family history with craftsmanship.
Family history. Like, how so?
Well, Jim tells this story about his dad, who also worked at Kenner, by the way, building an illegal fish trap. Sounds kind of random, I know, but bear with me.
I'm curious what's so special about a fish trap.
This thing was so well made, supposedly the local game warden knew exactly who made it just by looking at it.
Wow, seriously,
Yeah.
like a signature style.
That's what they say. The warden apparently said only two people in the entire county could have made something that precise and, well, beautiful, I guess, even if it was for, you know, breaking the law.
That's some serious craftsmanship, though. You can kind of see how that kind of attention to detail would translate to making toys.
Right. It sets the stage for the kind of environment Jim's dad was working in. We're talking about a time when those prototypes were everything. No 3D printing, no digital backups. If you messed one up, you were starting over.
And knowing Kenner, we're not just talking about some generic teddy bears. These were the early days of Star Wars action figures, Strawberry Shortcake dolls, things that are probably considered collector's items now.
And worth a fortune. Jim estimates that those prototypes were worth about $100,000 in today's money.
100 grand. You're kidding.
Nope. So you can imagine the pressure to get every detail perfect. And Jim says his dad had this reputation for taking his time, really making sure everything was just right, even when the project managers were breathing down his neck.
Classic clash between creative vision and the bottom line, I'd imagine.
Totally. And it all came to a head with this one particular project manager that, according to Jim, everyone seemed to hate. This guy kept pushing and pushing Jim's dad to finish a model, and one day, he just snapped.
Snapped, like lost his temper.
Worse, he grabs the prototype, this incredibly valuable, meticulously crafted thing, and chucks it against the wall. Then he puts on his coat and walks out.
No way. He just walked out.
Walked out. And get this, the other model makers in the room, they all stood up and started clapping as he left.
Now that's a story. You've got to wonder what was going through everyone's minds in that moment. Like, was it a finally someone said it kind of thing, or more of a, oh no, he's done it now kind of vibe?
It's like they were more on his side than the company's. So Jim's dad goes home fully expecting to be fired, maybe even arrested for destroying company property. But then the phone rings.
Oh, this is about to get good. Who's calling?
His boss.
Okay, Anne.
Okay.
And
Okay. And instead of screaming at him or, you know, threatening legal action, the boss just asks, "Are you all right?" Can you imagine that?
seriously, that's wild. What did his dad say?
I know, right? It's like something out of a movie. And get this. The boss then suggests that Jim's dad should take a paid vacation to Florida to visit relatives, you know, de-stress a bit.
Hold on. So let me get this straight. He chucks a prototype with a small fortune against the wall. Storms out, and his reward is a free trip to Florida.
Pretty much. But it makes you think, right? Like, was the boss just incredibly forgiving, or was this more about trying to manage a really tense
I
situation?
mean, it sounds like he knew exactly what he was doing. Maybe this project manager had a reputation,
Yeah.
and the boss was already on thin ice with the rest of the team.
Totally. This wasn't just a random act of kindness, it was strategic. And here's the kicker. Jim's dad, feeling pretty empowered by all of this, tells his boss that once he gets back from Florida, he's not working with that project manager ever again.
He didn't. What did the boss say to that?
He agreed.
No way. You're telling me that chucking that prototype, as crazy as it was, actually shifted the entire balance of power in that workplace?
It's like he broke through some invisible barrier with that outburst. It makes you wonder how things would have played out if he hadn't reacted that way.
Well, we probably wouldn't be talking about it now, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to romanticize it after the fact, but it really makes you think about how we view those kinds of outbursts, especially in the workplace. Back then, destroying a prototype, especially one that valuable, that was a huge GE deal.
Right. It wasn't like you could just hit undo. This was someone's livelihood, their reputation potentially on the line. So the question is, was this a reward for bad behavior?
It's tricky, isn't it? On the one hand, yeah, chucking things at the wall, not exactly professional. But on the other hand, you have this element of passion, right? It's not like he was trying to sabotage the company. It was more like he reached a breaking point.
And maybe the boss recognized that. Maybe he saw it as a desperate plea for help, for better working conditions, or at least, not having to deal with this project manager everyone seemed to hate.
It's possible. And let's not forget, Jim's dad was one of their top guys. Losing him would have been a huge loss for Kenner.
Exactly. They needed his skills, and they were clearly willing to bend the rules a bit to keep him around.
It really makes you wonder how much of this was about Jim's dad's actual talent and how much was about the boss recognizing that sometimes you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, even if those eggs are, priceless prototypes.
And it makes you wonder, would things have gone the same way if it had been someone else, someone less essential to the company's success?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Did Jim's dad get away with something because he was just that good? Or was this a rare glimpse into a boss who actually understood the human cost of striving for perfection?
It really makes you think, right, about how much power dynamics play into these situations. Like, would a less experienced, less valued employee have gotten away with the same thing? Probably not.
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear that Jim's dad's talent, his reputation in the company, played a big role in how everything went down.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder if this is more of a cautionary tale than anything else, you know? Like, sure, it's a fun story, but it also highlights this uncomfortable truth that sometimes the rules bend differently depending on who you are and what you bring to the table.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point. It's not like we're advocating for people to go around chucking prototypes at the wall,
Right.
right?
Don't try this at home, kids. Or at work, for that matter. Exactly. But it does make you think about how we address these issues of stress and burnout and the pressure to achieve perfection, especially in creative fields, because those pressures haven't gone away. You
Mm.
know, if anything, they've gotten more intense in a lot of ways.
I think that's a great takeaway from Jim's story. It's a reminder that we need healthy ways to communicate about these things, to set boundaries, to advocate for ourselves and our well-being. And for those in leadership positions, it's a reminder that sometimes the most valuable thing you can do is listen to your team, understand their pressures, and create an environment where they can thrive without having to resort to,
Dramatic displays of prototype destruction.
Exactly. So, as much fun as it is to imagine chucking a priceless Star Wars action figure prototype at a wall, maybe the real lesson here is a little less exciting, but a lot more important. Communicate, advocate for yourself, and remember that your well-being is more valuable than any prototype, no matter how cool it might be.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, we're going to wrap things up for today's deep dive. Big thanks to Jim Compson for sharing his story. You can find a link to his full account on our website, by the way. And to all our listeners, thanks for diving in with us. We'll be back next time with another thought-provoking story from the world of work, design, and everything in between. Until then, keep those prototypes safe and those communication channels open.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.